Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Good morning, Motivator.
From now on, you will speak only when spoken to.
Take the hill. We got a long week.
All right, Jesse Jane Duff on the line with us this morning. And Jesse Jane, what do you think? Will Joe Biden actually debate Donald Trump? Jesse, can you hear us? All right, we're going to work on getting Jesse Jane Duff because I want to get her opinion on what Donald Trump now is saying in response to that. He's saying, "Oh yeah, you know,
okay,
I'll." You're there. Okay. Hey,
So
I have to get your opinion on this. You heard on the Howard Stern interview, Joe Biden say that he plans to introduce or rather debate Donald Trump. It's just a matter of when or where. Do you think he actually will?
Oh, I think everybody knows that that's not going to happen. You know, he's just kicking the can down the road because Joe Biden really struggles, as we all know he does, with having any conversation that's off the cuff. If it's not scripted, and heck, even with the scripted ones, he can't even follow the script. We all just heard him say four more years, pause, out loud, reading what the script tells him to do, pause. And this is the way the teleprompters are quitting. I mean, across the country, teleprompters don't want to work for him anymore. Won't read the script.
They're going to go on strike.
Yeah, they're all on strike now. But, I mean, it's just absolutely obvious to every single voter. I don't even want to say Americans. Voters, those who are getting out there to vote, know that this man doesn't have the competency to be able to debate Donald Trump.
Yeah. Did you see the new CNN poll that has Trump with his biggest lead yet? It has him at 49%, Biden at 43%. But then when you add in the third party candidates, Trump's lead grows even bigger.
Oh, yeah. You know, the thing is with RFK, I know there were a lot of conservatives out there that weren't necessarily warm to Donald Trump, so they were waiting to see who RFK's running mate would be. And he went with the far leftist who doesn't support the police, supports criminals, supports illegal immigration, wants people to be able to take in illegals into their homes. You know, very radical ideology, along with her climate change that'll have us all in an electric car for, you know, a scooter car over the next 5 years. You know, conservatives were like, well, we're back to Donald Trump. You know, what I would dare to say is some conservatives I've heard were concerned about who his VP is going to be, and that was going to be their litmus test. I said, how many VPs have become president? Not a whole lot of them. I mean, Joe Biden was simply anointed because we know this, that Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama needed somebody to cover up their dirt. We know now that many of the documents that they were trying to seize out of Mar-a-Lago had something to do with what went on during Fast and Furious.
Yeah.
Now, let's think about that. They really needed to cover up their own business. What they weren't banking on was that Joe Biden was going to get exposed for the 12 LLCs where he was filtering money to his family members from all these foreign adversaries, millions upon millions of dollars. And they certainly weren't thinking Hunter Biden was going to come out of the woodwork because they had squashed that New York Post story. You know, the house of cards are falling. And shame on Jill Biden. I ultimately blame her. She can see exactly what's happening to her husband. Anybody who's ever had a family member with Alzheimer's, dementia, any sort, you know, for you to prop them up like this, like it's Weekend at Bernie's, is just tragic.
No, I agree. I don't understand what his family is thinking. that this is a good idea to try to run again.
Power.
Yeah, that's it.
It's power.
I saw that Trump met privately with Ron DeSantis in Miami. I think it was yesterday. My understanding is that meeting was basically DeSantis saying, oh, yeah, I'll help you with fundraising efforts. Do you think there could be more happening there?
Well, I don't think that he's going to be a VP set pick because, one, they're both residents of Florida, number one. Number two, they broke bread. I dare to say that Donald Trump can turn around and support DeSantis for his future endearments. But at the same time, what happened? Donald Trump was very, very upset with the mere fact that DeSantis had turned on him, rightfully so. And there was a lot of behind-the-scenes conversations that I've been privy to or heard about that created that debacle where, you know, people thought Trump was being too mean-hearted. So I dare to say they broke bread because this is our nation that's at stake. This is our republic at stake. This isn't just, oh, it'll go to a Democrat, it'll keep business as usual. A lot of people bought into that with Joe Biden. I'll tell you one thing, despite all the election irregularities, despite all that, the people who did actually vote for Joe Biden thought they were going to have those same Trump policies in place. Because keep in mind, the economy was good, gas prices were low, there were no new wars. All Joe Biden had to do was keep everything in place. They thought he was just going to be kinder and gentler. They didn't realize he was going to reverse everything.
Yep.
People do not vote for what you already gave them. They vote for what you're going to do. So guess what's on the table again? The border. What did Donald Trump win on in 2016? The border. And not only that, now it's border 5.0
yep.
because Joe Biden's allowed so many illegals in.
Amen
so
to that, Jesse Jane.
All the issues Donald Trump had are back on the table.
Jesse Jane Duff, thank you as always for your time.
All right, motivators, take the hill. It's going to be a long week.
All right. Have a good rest of your day. We'll talk to Jesse Jane again next Monday. After the break, Tom Ackerman is in studio. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show. Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.